from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I hope that you'll stay with us for the next quarter hour, as here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend John Greer.
In the final verses of Hebrews chapter 9, we read of three appearances of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 24 it says, Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Verse 26, For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And in verse 28, Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Three appearances of our Saviour. They are but three stages of the one activity of Christ, his activity as the high priest of his people. That these verses are dealing with the theme of the Lord's priesthood is evident from this very chapter. In Hebrews 9, in the first 10 verses, the Apostle Paul gives a description of the Mosaic tabernacle, the Old Testament tabernacle, and he majors especially on the service of the high priest. Then in verse 11, he introduces Christ as the great high priest, the fulfiller of the Levitical priesthood. It says in verse 11, But Christ being come, an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle. So the Lord Jesus Christ is brought into the chapter as the one who has fulfilled everything that the Old Testament high priesthood set forth. And therefore, from verse 11 through to the end of the chapter, the Apostle Paul is looking at Christ, our high priest, as he does in much of this book elsewhere also. And that means that when we come to these three appearances, it is the priesthood of Christ that is the cord that ties them together. Here is a threefold appearance of Christ as the high priest of his people. And there are some important things here about that priesthood which are presented to us. First of all, there is its character. In verse 26, it says that he appeared once in the end of the world to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now the words the end of the world read the end of the age, or ages, because it's plural. And therefore the reference is to the end of the Old Testament ages. In those ages there had been a setting forth in types and shadows and ceremonies of Christ and his work, his priesthood. But when he came at the end of those ages, he came to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Notice the emphasis. Throughout the Old Testament era, the sacrifices were sacrifices of animals which represented the Lord Jesus Christ. But now, when he came at the end of those ages, he came to make himself the once and for all sacrifice that does put away sin. Let us remember that this is a main feature of the priestly ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, if he did not bear sin, he is not a true priest. It would be a contradiction in terms to refer to the Lord as a priest if he does not bear away sin. if he does not present a sacrifice that deals with sin, many have no place for the priestly sin-bearing work of Christ, simply because they deny the fact of sin. If sin does not exist, as they assert, then, of course, there is no need for the atoning, sin-bearing work of Jesus Christ. But you see, sin does exist. Sin is a reality. Sin must be dealt with. Sin must be put away. And therefore, all the false and spurious theories of infidels and apostates cannot destroy the clear teaching of Scripture that the Lord came to put away sin. And let me remind you that the putting away of sin is no easy matter. It is no light affair. The many sacrifices of the Old Testament era, indeed the thousands upon thousands of sacrifices, could not remove one sin. Hebrews 10 makes that very clear. It says in verse 4, "It is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins." All the blood that was shed throughout those Old Testament ages did not take away sin, and furthermore, it was not intended to take away sin. Those sacrifices, as I've already said, were types. And the only sacrifice that takes away sin is the sacrifice that fulfills all the types, and that is the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say, therefore, that human ceremonies cannot put away sin. You cannot have your sin erased or removed by attending church or going through some religious formula, obeying it even to the last letter. It will not remove one sin. Oh, my friend, sin is not an easy matter to deal with. It cost the Son of God his life, his suffering, his shame, and therefore what an insult to Jesus Christ for you to substitute something else for him and his work as you vainly attempt to deal with your own sin. No, the Lord Jesus Christ alone, his priesthood is a priesthood in which sin is dealt with. And therefore, he came in the fullness of time, at the end of those ages, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now that shows the great sympathy of Jesus Christ. You see, he came to put away sin, but it wasn't his own sin. It was the sin of multitudes of men. And therefore, in his infinite sympathy, he took that sin, he became legally accountable for that sin, and he dealt with it in his own priestly activity. There is the sympathy of our Savior. The Lord loves sinners. He sees them weighed down and burdened with their guilt and their shame, and he comes to their deliverance. He comes to their side to lift them and save them and cleanse them and wash them because he has died for them. Dear sinner, think about that today. There is a great sympathetic high priest who has compassion on sinners, who sees them in all their need, and who moves to deliver them. And that high priest is Jesus Christ. Go to him today, forsake everything else, forsake everyone else in whom you've trusted, and flee to the Son of God himself, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And therefore, we are reminded here in this truth of the fact that the Lord's priestly work is a sin-bearing work, that he has put away sin. He has made a sacrifice that is full, that is sufficient, that is capable of saving the vilest sinner. There's not a sin that you have today, but Christ is able to wash it away. He's able to remove it all, because he has made a perfect sacrifice that does atone forever for the sins of all those who trust in him. We also notice here the continuity of his priesthood, by which I mean that the Lord's priesthood is not confined to any one of these three stages, but rather it is a continual priesthood. You see, some will teach and therefore deny that the Lord ever acted as priest in this earth. They will say that his priestly ministry only commenced when he entered heaven. Others still do not believe in the priesthood of Christ at all, and they do not see any connection between his priesthood and his coming again. There are all kinds of ideas and false notions about the priesthood of the Lord, but the point is this: when the Lord was on this earth, he was our priest. As the Lord is now in heaven, he is there as our priest. When he comes again, he will come as our great high priest, showing us that he has prepared the place for us, to which he will bring us and present us in glory. Therefore, there is the continuity of the priesthood of our Saviour presented in these verses. And as we think about that continuity of the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us remember that the best way of seeing it is by noting that these three appearances have reference to the same people. In verse 28 it says, he was once offered to bear the sins of many. And then you will find in verse 24 that he has gone into heaven to appear in the presence of God for us. And then at the end of verse 28, unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. So the Lord Jesus Christ has done this great priestly work for the same people. He does it for those who are described here as the many, as those who are spoken of in verse 24 as us. That is, Paul includes himself and all the saints of God in all ages in that very comprehensive but short little statement. He has appeared in heaven for us, and therefore the same people are in view. In other words, what Paul is teaching here is that those for whom the Lord died, he now intercedes, and those for whom he intercedes, he will come for them in glory. What a glorious Saviour we have. The question is, do you know him? Is he your representative? Is he your high priest? Is he praying for you today in heaven? Will he come again for you in all his glory? Well, the only way that you can know that Christ is your high priest is by obeying the gospel, that command of the gospel to trust him and to rest upon him through saving faith alone. I tell you, my friend, if you will do so, the Lord will certainly save you. Go to him today. Go without hesitation. Go without any reservation of thought or feeling, and cast yourself in Christ, this great high priest who came to put away sin by his own sacrifice, who now appears in heaven to pray for his people who will come in glory one day to receive them to himself. Call upon him with all your heart, and he will save your precious soul.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.